Blog Talk Radio.
Good job. I was waiting on you.
Yeah. You're now live. Frontline Friday. And we feeling good over here. You're now tuned in live. It's the place to be. Frontline Friday. Host Eva Mary Kay. Co-host Tay Black. And we are powered by Phenomenal Radio. Feeling real good, man, but you know what I mean? Don't let me tell you, man. Let me get it popping with some of these phenomenal drops.
More music in a way that you might not be prepared to deal with. Back to back and beat to beat. This is Phenomenal Radio.
Just look around.
New music, fast, free, and completely legal on Phenomenal Radio.
Yeah, yeah, you know what it is, man. Phenomenal Radio, man. Frontline Fridays, feeling good. If you're live on the line or if you want to be in a little bit, hit us up, man. 347-850-1521. Again, 347-850-1521. Tonight, we got a special guest, my homie, by way Cali, by way B-More, the Incredible. You'll never know. Definitely going to have him lighten up the line, man. He did a project with my homeboy, one of my producers, Joe Logic, a.k.a. Logic Marcellus, Instant Messenger Joint. But I'll definitely let you never know, talk about that. Diva, how you over there feeling, babe?
I'm feeling real good. Mic check, 1-2-1-2. How we here right now?
Mic check, 1-2-1-2. Your mic sound nice. What you going to do?
You already know. I'm tuning in live right now. You never know what we're going to do. You get
now, fat, holla back, Diva. Yo, Diva, holla back.
Definitely holla back in that situation. We're going to do a... back over to you. Let's play.
All right, Diva. Yeah, we're going to get you back in there. Yo, big shout out to everybody that's tuned in. Frontline Fridays, man. I'm feeling real hip hop, man. We definitely gonna get into some music real quick, and then we're gonna jump back into it. Frontline Friday, let's go.
Showing no sign for letting up. Still kick you in the head like I think you on the verge of getting up. No mercy, Cobra Kai, Cobra Commander. Deadly venom spitting niggas just a salamander. I'm living a life worthy of capturing on camera. Documented how one of the last live ones did it. How I rose up in the drop, how I rose up that ticket. How I rose with them women, elegant players. No sipping, how I fucked them to sleep. I rose up out the building when I was finished. Keep it cheap. Them niggas not original. They motherfucking house of mirrors. Not quite the image. I'm on that Popeye finish. Mama, my tie sipping. She love a sweat nigga, but now she trying something different. Windy City Bulls, Mitchell and Ness, wool jackets and sweats and Scotty sipping. My description, how that fuzzy green prescription. Lying if I say that I isn't. If you looking for that nigga, I is him. All eyes in this direction. A burden and a blessing.
Reporting live from the devil's palace. Records at your city, 2 plus and a turkey bacon sandwich. 2 seasoned eggs and red jelly. My hoes ain't ready. Pop that pussy and pulled off in my Pontiac on Pirelli. Ladies, 2 edition. Finest bodies, quiet and no sixes. Rather be counting stacks and stuck in the county, watching the dishes. Or watching draws in the pen. Got your nose and soft and some in. I had to go pay the correctional officer to walk them in.
bail, money on your debt, come at my neck. Bless that voice, is that same place where him death is where he slept. I issue eternal rest, sign up and be a subscriber. The price of life got so high that I must make sure I stay higher. Stay with the perp out of Pizzo, smacking these geeks' needles. They running the rock just like I play quarterback for the Eagles. Randall Donovan a Michael. Before I picked up this mic, I was hitting mixed with some loss and deserved with plenty disciples. I'm gangbang affiliated, federal investigated, self-educated. All my co-conspirators catching cases. I dropped it out of college and I made it at home invasion. Believe I got the balls to clear up all of my altercations. Leave faces with alterations and clothes, Cassie console. Try to make $1 million, fuck $1 million downloads. But if that equal the same, it's like that love and give me my change. I made a lane up in this game, so niggas gon' remember the name. Gangsta Gibbs, so two bitches cooking in the crib, ho. Still push a bucket, but I ride it like a Benz, ho. Trying to find a bridge, ho. The slang and rap's slang and waiting. Send a friend a new age, Brad, bitch, call me baby face, killer.
How what you want?
Well, I could just only get my voice. Yo, what's going on? It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. And you are now tuned in to my homeboy, D Slate, on the D Hour Show. Get focused or get left behind. Knowledge is the key. Check me out on Frontline Fridays where all hot indie music and indie artists live. 7 p.m. on the west and 10 p.m. on the east. Go to www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot. That's, or you can just Google the queen at Diva Mary K. Let's get it in a network, y'all. Let's go.
Watch your car.
Yeah, you're now live, Frontline Friday. It's your host, Diva Mary K. And you know me, Say Black Live, man. And I got Diva on the line. Diva, how you feeling over there, man?
I'm feeling real good, y'all. Y'all tuning in live right now to Frontline Fridays. Make sure y'all call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Press the one button to be heard. Also, check in us. Listen to us live. Listen to us live with your peoples, with your mama. Make sure you bring that chicken with you. All you got to do is go to www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot. Y'all never know how we going to do this thing up in here. We got our special guests coming live in the building, a veteran. They'll play with them. Y'all know how we do right here on Frontline Fridays. You'll never know if you live with us. Let's go.
Yo, you'll never know. You're live on the line, Frontline Fridays. What's good?
Yo, what's good? What's good, man? How you feel, man?
Man, I'm feeling good, man. You never know how you're going to feel tonight, man. But when you got this dude on the line, man, pumping out that music, man, with all the folks, come on, man. It's a wrap,
right,
man.
Right. That's what it is, man.
Yeah, man, how did your day go?
What up?
No, I'm saying, how did your day go, man? I'm going to let Diva take over.
Oh, man, had a day off from the J.O., you know what I mean? Just maxing out in Baltimore City, you know? Before I called y'all, you know what I mean? Went down the street and caught some cheap egg rolls. You already know about them, right?
Shout out to
Logic, who I actually put him on cheesesteak egg rolls, and dude is like an addict for those joints now.
That's what's up. You never know. You got people going wowza around here, man, just going wowza. And we got crazy cuts from you. We got some crazy joints from you, and I'm definitely feeling the bio. I checked out the website. It's definitely hot, and I listen to the music. I can definitely appreciate the culture because all I hear is the culture in the inside of you. And coming out of your mouth, it's the culture in us. A lot of people fail to realize, you know, it's the difference between hip-hop and the difference between rap. You know, hip-hop
exactly.
is the culture. Hip-hop is
exactly.
the culture. Rap is just something that you do now.
Right.
When we're talking about hip-hop, we're talking about the MC. When we're talking about rap now, we're talking about the rapper.
Right.
So,
exactly.
you know, it's definitely a difference, you know, and people need to understand that. And I honestly know that that's something that you bring to the game, and I'm looking forward to hearing the music. I'm going to sit back for a minute because I want to hear the hip-hop. All
right.
That was good, man. Well, I mean, we'll just go ahead and get into a joint, man. Out of your list, man, You know what I mean? What you want to hear first, or do you want me to take over? Because I could play something, or I could let you play something. What would you like to hear, man?
Man, yo, just play that Wilds' joint. That joint is actually all the joints that I sent y'all was from a project that me and Logic Marsalis, we did. We dropped a project called Instant Messengers this past April, and it was an 8-track EP. You can go to instantmessengers.bandcamp.com. Download it for free, and it was just all original production from Logic, boom bap, soul, sample based, heavy, and just beats and rhymes. So, you know what I mean? And actually, Wilders was, we got Morgan State Radio out here. That joint was the one that actually got me on the air for the third victory. So, that joint was like a nail in the coffin. So, you know, now I'm getting regular spins at Morgan State Radio. So, shout out to Morgan State and Strictly Hip Hop. You know what I mean? So, yeah, man, just get into it.
That's what's good, man. We not live, Frontline Friday, Eva Mary Kay, Tay Black, special guest. You'll never know. Wowzers. Let's go. Shout out to Logic Marsalis.
Tighten up the man measures. It's not about hip-hop. Well, you can ban whoever. Authentic book, smart balance, and general lectures. Your household name for a band of feathers and exam predators. Nasal injection, change facial expressions like Turbo, NBA Jam characters. Have a relationship with drum breaks and fender rips. And a verse out, bitch, and grind up. Everyone rap issue with membership. Sign up, letters in, periodic, and it's motor. You pay 39 bucks to cut classes in a disposable art. Truth malice controlling, there's no balance patrolling. Strings from violence is potent. Not a suit of mine, can't mute my shine. Cause silence is golden. Steady rhyme provoking. A second CD's in hand, but the dreams didn't. Treasure put on lock, but the keys missing. Ruined it, left the scene skipping. Movies hurried to see the ending. At last, got Vegeta's from Rad Cast. Cause what I dream about is spitting. While I do my prime fronting, Sonny listen. Late blooming consumers wanting dollars when they see words. Dedicated listeners barely use Twitter. Have my followers in the echo reverb. I drop my pen hits with a fine rhyme. Bend the objects for the topics, a tremendous timeline. Strip your independence from the highest skyline. Battle that they got led. I raise the torches, it's raining corpses. They got to drop dead. And y'all remain the same. I ain't saying I can change the game, but it's MC says the darn thing.
Live back Frontline Friday host, Diva Mary Kay, co-host Tate Black. Yo, wowzers. Wow. You'll never know. Wow.
Yo. Word.
Wow, son. So, yo, matter of fact, man, you know, before we got into wowzers, you know, I mean, you had the opportunity to kind of give a little background as far as, like, this immediate project that you have now. Beautifully done by you and my man Logic Marsalis, a.k.a. Show Logic, a.k.a. Cheese Steak Egg Roll Jimmy, you know what I mean? tell me where you know, first got your start as far as the music, man. Tell me about that, man. And then, you know, tell me, you know, progression, timeline, and all that, and bring us up to date on you, man.
Oh, man, yo, I'm 25, yo. I've been doing this for a minute. I was raised as an Army brat. And, you know, so just traveling around the world, you know what I mean, with my pops and all that. I was actually raised in California and born in Baltimore. So I honestly can say that my growth as far as hip-hop was concerned was probably around, like, maybe my eighth grade. That's when, you know, I started kind of fiddling with it. And then once, you know, freshman year came through and I moved to California from Fort Riley, Kansas, whatever, I just really got so involved with the culture as far as, like, ciphers and freestyle battles, you know, at lunchtime. You know, I didn't even care about eating, like, you know what I'm saying, meals. I was just trying to eat MCs, you know. So
that
right there, that, like, that's when I knew that it was real, I started getting real serious, you know, as far as, like, just wanting to, just the battle aspect. Like, I was that person in school that, like, yo, if cats wanted to rhyme and you know, in battle, like, I was that person to go to. Like, I was the person that be like, I'll step in any cipher without hesitation. I'm actually still like that now, you know. And whenever there's a cipher going on, I'm quick to jump into it without, you know, I don't care. And I'm one of those people, mm-hmm. like, shout out to Teron, that I know, quote on him, that I'm not scared to be whack. You know what I'm saying? Because you're going to have an off day, you're going to have a good day. So, you know, I look at it as, like, sharpening up my sword, whatever. But as far as being very serious, as far as, like, business-minded with the music, I think I started getting really, really serious after my freshman year in college. Like, after I went to Kansas State for 2 years, university, and I did a couple of, like, shows out there. But, you know, I started to realize that this is something I really, really, really wanted to, you know, pursue and push forward to, you know. But I really was kind of falling back on the education-wise. I was just really, you know, trying to just rhyme, basically. Then moved out to Baltimore, like, in 07. And, yeah, man, was battling still. And now, you know, it's 2011, and, you know, I work with some of the dopest cats, you know, coming out of Maryland. You know, shout out to my crew, Action Figures, Jay Bird, Minus Nine, God Knowledge, you know what I'm saying, One Time, Scott Free. You know, I just dealt with, like, a lot of talented cats out in Baltimore, and those dudes are the ones that keep me, like, on my toes as far as, like, sharpening my sword.
That's what's up, man. Like, and as far as, like, when you was, you know, coming up and stuff like that, man, like, Who did you kind of, you know, like, look up to? Who did you really listen to? Who was already in your CD player, man?
Everybody was saying, like, I know every artist that, like, gets this question asked on to them, like, not to, you know, be disrespectful, but everybody says, yo, Tupac, Biggie, whatever, you know, I think that's kind of cliche. Don't get me wrong, they're dope artists. But with me, it was Big L. Like, Big L, he was the one that got me, like, really into just, like, punchlines and crazy wordplay. Yeah, that's what really, I always had Big L in my CD player. That and the early Cannabis, like 2000 BC, Can I Bust Cannabis, you know what I'm saying? The early stages of, you know, of Cannabis when he first came out. So, yeah, those two was the cast that really, you know what I mean, made me want to just, you know, focus on my craft and just, you know, get better at it, you know? Now, now as an MC, now I'm really, like, my two favorite MCs right now is Fonte and Elzai. Fonte, a little brother, and Elzai. Like, yo, seriously.
Wow.
Them dudes right there, man, they make, every time I listen to those cats, like, I be like, yo, I want my patterns to be up there with theirs. Like, their patterns and raw instructions and schemes is so complex that I admire that. And every time I listen to those cats, I'll be like, yo, I need to go back to the pen and pad and just start, you know, crafting again, you know?
Mm-hmm. Nah, I agree. I definitely agree. And I think that is dope that, you know, of course, you got to pay homage to your Biggie, to your Pop, you know what I mean? But like you
definitely.
Said, that's everybody's, you know, favorite off top. So where we separate ourselves from, you know, you choose a big L, you know what I mean, early Cannabis, you know what I mean? Like, that is what's up. And you can kind of hear those kind of influences in your style, definitely, man.
Word, appreciate
I mean, definitely
that, man.
Just shout out. And, yeah, much love for that, man. Speaking of L's, Zach, you know what I mean, we'll hop into something. I got a little jewel I think you'll definitely enjoy. We'll hop into this, and then, I mean, we'll get back into, you know what I mean, blessing the airways that you'll never know. Get Diva Mary Kay back up in this joint, get it popping, right, man. But you're not live. Frontline Friday. Hit us up, man. 347-850-1521. Again, 347-850-1521. Call in. Yeah, you never know. You never know what's going to happen. We got them on the line. The music is dope. We're going to get into it. L's Detroit State of Mind. Let's go.
Detroit State of Mind.
Yeah, yeah. You're now live, Frontline Fridays. I had to bless you. You'll never know with this joint, man. Had to.
Man, man, yo, that Elmatic, that whole album is crazy, man.
Hey, yo, it is. And, I mean, you know, just the fact that he did it all for the love, you know what I mean? It was a free project when it came out.
Right.
And, like, it's just classic material, man. It's his whole take on Nas's Illmatic. And Elmatic is just like,
right.
It's just in the league of its own. It's just in the league of its own, man.
The thing I like about that album, yo, like, it wasn't just like him just rhyming over, you know, Illmatic instrumentals. Like, he had Will Sessions, you know, doing, just reconstructing the whole joint and added their own flavor to it, man. So that was dope.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely, man. Definitely, man. And I mean, big shout out to everybody that's tuning in, man. Matter of fact, I got to open up the airways, man. 760-981. Yo, you're now live, Frontline Fridays. Give us a shout out. Where you from? Yo, Frontline Friday, tell us your name and where you from.
This is Marcel from Virginia Beach.
Yo,
what's going
Sally, on? What up, Sal? What's good?
What up, man?
Yo, what's good, man?
How you been, man?
Yo, I can't complain, man. Hey, yo, Sal, tell Tay how I used to get it in back in Soar Valley, yo.
Man, he used to get down, man. Like, and it's crazy
right
because, you know how some rappers, they get worse, you know what I'm saying? But with him, he got real better. I mean, I watch him grow, man. I know him for like, forever now, man. It's crazy.
That's dope. Word up, yo.
That's what's up, man. So how was them, like, them lunchroom brawls? Because, yo, I myself, I'm familiar with it, too. And, I mean, that's why you'll never know, like, he's like my brother, man, because, like, our background is, like, really similar, man. Like, what was the environment like? Was there any nice people when y'all was coming up, when y'all was doing it, other than y'all self?
Well,
man. There was a couple people, but him, he was, like, above, like, everybody, so.
Yo, that one dude, what was his name? Know what? He was dope, yo. He stayed out in Barstow.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, dude was nice. And what's his name? Who else was ill? Freaking Quest. He was dope too. He's out in Atlanta, I think, still. But he was dope. And Sherrod, my boy Sherrod. I think he went by Official back then. But yeah, man, he was dope too. So them lunchroom battles and them classes, them joints was intense, man.
That's what's up, man, because, I mean, you got a lot of pride on the line, you know what I mean? You're putting it up like, and it's high school, too, you know what I mean? So everybody talk. It's a small-knit group, especially out of the rappers. And, I mean, it's real competitive, man. You'll have a lot of people that be in a class before that. You're trying to get their little lines together, you know what
right.
I mean? Trying to get everything together. And then, yo, lunchtime, yo, I'm coming in. I'm about to smash these cats, man. Yo, this way, man, you know what I mean?
Right.
But, Diva Mary Kay, we got you back on the line, too. I got you. I see you, man. But, yeah, man, yo, I appreciate you calling, man.
No problem, man. I'm just here.
Yo, appreciate that, Sal.
No problem, man.
Yeah, stay on the line. Matter of fact, yo, give us a shout-out, man. Give, you know what I mean? If you got any contact info, anybody want to, you know what I mean, definitely follow you, whatever.
I just got a Facebook. Just type in Marcel Mitchell, MarceLLE. MarceL, and just hit me up, man. So.
Dude, my boy Shell is dumb interesting, yo. He be saying some crazy stuff on Facebook, yo.
Yeah, man. For entertainment, man, you know what I'm saying?
So. Right.
That's what's up. Well, make sure y'all follow my dude, man, and go on his Facebook. Definitely friend him. No stalkers, no crazy people. You know what I mean?
Just
real
that.
People. But, yo, stay on the line, Sal. Appreciate you calling in, reference for
no
your
problem,
number,
man.
Stay on the line,
no
definitely,
problem.
Though. Diva Mary Kay, you're live on the line. How you feeling?
I'm feeling real good. Y'all know how we getting down, man. Diva Mary Kay is always on the move to make it happen for Frontline Fridays. Man, y'all already know what it is.
That's what's good.
Can you hear me?
Say,
let me get a mic check.
Oh, your mic sound nice. You sounded like the queen on the line.
My mic sound nice, check one. My mic sound nice, check two. Yo, I'm just so excited right now. Diva is always on the move, but I mean, I can be in Afghanistan and we still gonna run. We still gonna do Frontline Fridays, man. That's how we do.
Man, that's what it is.
Your Frontline Fridays was for all high indie artists, all high indie music. We have nothing but the best of the best coming here, and we have real hip hop. This is the place where we bring in real hip hop, where the music is telling the story. The MC, you know, the master of ceremonies, he's able to paint a picture for you without the video. I love the artists that come through here, and I'm excited that we got the artists live on the line right now. You know I got to get my questions in. Can a diva get a question in?
Yeah, sure.
So I know Big L is definitely a person that influenced you. I got two other cuts on there. I uploaded some Big L for you. Big L was a big influence to me, too. But what made you choose Big L out of all the legends? I mean, I know you got plenty more. But
oh,
why was,
man,
Big L such an influencement to you?
You know what? I don't know. It was just something about him. Like, when I heard the big picture before Lifestyles of the Poor and Dangerous. Like, I heard the big picture
Lifestyles
first.
Of the Poor and Dangerous, yeah.
You know, I heard that one first. And I remember when I was in eighth grade, a friend of mine, she put me down with, like, reading, like, the Source book and the XXL. But just, you know, really getting me familiar with the culture. And at the time, I just kept, like, reading articles on Big L. Then I heard about his death. Like, when I heard about his death, I was like, yo. And then I was like, man, let me do my research and check this dude out. So I checked him out, and I was like, yo, this dude is sick. Like, he's dope. And then I found out, like, you know, I was reading that he was almost about to get signed to Rockefeller before he passed. I was like, man.
Before he passed,
but,
yeah.
The crazy part was, like, I was raised in a household where, like, cussing wasn't allowed as far as, like, music, whatever. You know, parents didn't allow me to listen to words with profanity in it. So this is how much I wanted this Big L album. I actually went to Walmart and we bought the big picture, the edited version. Like, I actually bought that, and, you know, I listened to it. I remember my freshman year, I listened to that joint. That was the only thing that was in my catalog. That and Reflection Eternal was the only two albums I was listening to my freshman year of high school.
That's definitely what's up. A big shout out to your parents for, you know, installing morals, man. Big shout out to the parents that install morals that don't want their kids to listen to, because nowadays it's either, you know, I got a pack and I got money, dope, I got ticks, I'm sipping on Fifth Herb, I'm getting Becky. Everybody rich is in the game now, but how you rich and your sister lights is off? Like, come on now.
Exactly.
You can tell them niggas you roll with whatever you want, but you and I know what's going on. Real talk, we know what's going on. Why did you come up with your name? What is the meaning behind your name?
Oh, my God, this is so funny. years ago, and everybody who's listening, you know what I mean, years ago I went by Verb. And the reason why I went by Verb is because I was always battling. And when I would battle, I would use a lot of action when I would battle, you know. So probably I say about the summer. I think it was the summer of like oh, I think it was the summer of 06 when I was staying out in Fort Irwin, California. A friend of mine named Mischief, he was in the army and he was a DJ, whatever. And we used to always chill and, you know, listen to like Little Brother, Foreign Exchange. We used to chill and just listen to mad music. He knew I rhymed heavy. And one day we was just going over. He said, if you could change your name, like, what would it be? And I was just like, I don't know, man. I'm comfortable with Verb. So, you know, he said, you know what? I'm going to make a name for you. He hit me up like a day later. He was like, yo, we're going to call you, you'll never know. And I'm like, what? At first when I heard it, I'm like, that's stupid. But then when he dropped the science and the knowledge behind it, he was like, yo. And he like spelled it out the way I had it spelled. He was like, he just told me, he said, whoever, for you as an MC, for you as an MC is like, whoever, that's who they portray you as. You know what I mean? So then we used it as, now I had the name, and Cass asked me, like, yo, what's your rhyme name? I'd be like, you'll never know. and it's like that awkward moment. But it's on purpose, though. It's like that awkward moment where they look at me like...
Yeah, because you'll never know. You'll never know.
Yeah, it's that awkward moment where they're like, what's your name? And I'm like, I just told you. And then that's when the laughs come in. They're like, yo, that's dope. So, you know, all in a nutshell, the name is pretty clever on its own, you know. So that's why I kept it. And the way I spell it is U-L-L-N-E-V-A-N-O. So it's one word. So a lot of people, especially promoters, when they spell my name, a lot of them spell it wrong, where a lot of them can't pronounce it. So.
That's definitely what you got, man. Because I'm glad that you broke it down. How you did break it down on the website? Because at first I was like, what did Tay Black just send me? You know, Diva can read a little something. You know, I do a little something here and there. But I'm glad that you broke it down in parentheses on the website. You guys got to check out the website, man. It's sick over there, and that's definitely what's up. Now that you have Major Mark, you didn't battle, destroy careers, hurt feelings, just basically send people home with their tail between their legs. You know, what's next? You know, what's the next situation? What you got popping?
You know what, as far as the battling, I wouldn't say I, like, sent mad heads home. You know, I've put in my work in as far as, like, a battle MC, and I actually am still a big fan of the battle culture. So, you know, shout out to Shaka Pitts and shout out to Grind Time, you know, they're just taking over nationally. Well, you know, I actually did 2 Grind Time battles in New York a couple of years ago, but I actually got out of the battle thing because due to the politics, you know. Now the battling is kind of like, it's kind of more so, you know, industry-like, like a lot of industry heads is getting a hold of it. And I always tell people, I always compare battle rap now to N1. Like, remember when N1 first came out and you had to get that tape. In order to get the first tape, you had to go to Foot Action to get the pair of shoes to get the tape.
You had to get the tape.
Right. So now, then after like, I think it was after the third volume, what happened? Mountain Dew, ESPN got a hold of it, and boom, it just took off. But that was a good look. But now, what happened to it? You know what I mean? That's how I feel about how battle rap is now. Like, you know, battle rap has gotten so big, and you got all these numerous amounts of leagues and, you know, divisions coming up with battles going. It's kind of going to filter all of this. It's just going to be claustrophobic and it's going to be cluttered, you know what I mean, to the point where cats ain't going to like battle anymore. And that's where I got to the point where I was like, you know what, I don't even like battle anymore, you know, because now it's written. It's not spontaneous, you know.
Man, don't let them take that from you, yo. Do not let nobody take that one from you. And you're right. They have they turn the music into a business. That's where you messed up at. I mean, I know we all are trying to eat and make money off of it, but once, you know, the unnecessarily people got a hold of it, it's like whatever now. But don't ever, you know, let nobody take that one from you, because remember, it's you right now that was at the point where you was at when you was listening to Big L, that they need to know how to come up the right way. You know, so please, you know, if you can help it, don't let nobody ever stop you. I know you never stop battling. If somebody actually challenges you, you're going to get in the ass. I already know that.
Oh, man. I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, but, you know, I guess I'm just more concerned for the youth to see this so they can see how the proper way to start off and, you know, in a modern world with this whole music, you know, really sitting down and thinking about it. And that's real talk. Because I do a lot of stuff with the youth, and, you know, you a tool to be used, and I'm definitely going to be networking with you in the future, man. So I appreciate you coming through, and I look to hear more music. I'm going to go ahead and throw it back over to Tay Black at Frontline Fridays. Let's go, man.
All right.
Yeah. Matter of fact, I'm going to open up the line real quick. I see you out there, Jody Mac. Let me go ahead and open up this room. Jody Mac, what's good, man?
What's good, my man? Okay.
Oh, man, yo, I'm going to tell you something, JMD. It's real live where you at, you know what I mean? If you can slide away, definitely try to do so. But, yo, man, definitely want to give just a big shout-out again to You'll Never Know On. We got, like, you know what I mean, a couple more joints that we got from him. Definitely give Jody Mac some time to say what's up, give his little shout-out, and then get back to his music. Jody Mac. Yo, what's good? Jody Mac, can you hear me?
What's good?
right, what's going on, man? First off, you know what I mean, let me just say big shout out to You Never Know. Definitely killing it right now with the music, man. How you over there feeling, Jody?
Definitely. He's doing his thing. I hear that, man. You know, that's all love. You know, I like to see people doing their thing and doing it in their own way.
Right.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up, man. For those of y'all don't know, JMD, a.k.a. Jody Mack, you know what I mean? He's definitely another fellow artist that I've had an opportunity to link up with, man. That's another one of my brothers out here that's really getting and doing his thing. And I actually I had a conflict of interest because I had You Never Know. He had his music video shoot, and then Jody Mack, he was doing a show, and I was like, you know what, man? I'm gonna hit up You'll Never Know, and then if I got time, I'm gonna try to hit up Jody Mack too, man, because you really just gotta network as much as possible, man. And
exactly,
you know,
man.
I mean, I really appreciate the opportunity to just go out there and build with You'll Never Know, and then come back home and, you know what I mean, really just build and lock in with Jody Mack, man. So big shout out to Jody for tuning in, man. We definitely gonna have him on the show soon, man, and we'll definitely open back up your line in a little bit, Jody. But yo, give a shout out, JMD.
Yeah, you know I ain't going nowhere. You know, it's Get 20 Union all day, every day. Shout out to Jay Black. Shout out to You'll Never Know. Shout out to Diva Mary Kay. You know, all of y'all doing y'all thing, and I love that.
That's what's up, man.
Hey, that's what's good, man. We're going to open up your line in a little bit, man. You'll never know, man. I'm feeling kind of anxious, man, but I mean, we got you on the line, man. I'm going to get back into some more of your music, man, and I already know it ain't going to take much to set it off, so...
Let's get into that joint, yo.
All right, Frontline Fridays. Hit us up, man. 347-850-1521. Again, that's 347-850-1521. Diva Mary Kay, Tay Black, You Never Know. Let's go. It won't take much.
Drive all four door linking. Rewind my thoughts and transition to forward thinking. Eyes closed, doors blinking. Lines water shrinking. Medias, intermediate acoustics and futuristic. Paths open and narrow. My rapping habits leave me stabbing glass, bow and arrows. The last chose a pharaoh. Compound original joint. Cleared up victory lap towards the last breaking point. Examples being picked on. A bull again, stepping on the beat. Prince catching for my feet just to give the listener contempt. View for my references. Speech I write like a screen acting. Visual, audio, scene action. Focused in between crafting. Time for some ticket then gang green fragments. It won't take much to explain. It's not a such a thing. It's a nine. Having a life. Cause I'm humble by day and practice at night. It's a nine. Having a life. Cause I'm humble by day and practice at night. It's a nine. Having a life. Cause I'm humble by day and practice at night. I'm an MC with two full jobs. Still grabbing a mic. It's my except. Yo, drag on. Practically in it. Humanity's misfit. Had to stay sharp. The art was gradually gifted. Was born there. Modern warfare. It's the casualties of a lyricist. Grab a pen and black out. My fantasies twisted. The boom's over. For room closure. Bitch in the habit. When I rhyme, I'm spinning fragments. That's split the axis. I'm rock skipping. My past rich. Studying my style. Like knitting and stitching fabrics and cypher circles. I get pumped like brown jeans, niggas. I got bars the last 5 years. Words around full of speeches. Space and debt, see fingerprints and touchscreen like e-readers. Readers threatening for something. I am MC for the respect, not a hook or nothing. On a reset, you can push the button. It's a nine, having a life. Cause I'm humble by day and practice at night. It's a nine, having a life. Cause I'm humble by day and practice at night. It's a nine, having a life, cause I'm humble by day and practice at night. I'm an MC with two full jobs, still grabbing a mic. It's my except, yo, dragon. Followers right. Of the new school leaders, totem, modem, receivers. Can't pick your brain without Wikipedia. Thoughts hear it provoking, whenever the lyrics is rolling. To leave you in good spirits ghosted. Rhyme schemes over the top of a parade floating. Not to mention, a boatload of inventions with no trouble intentions. They doubled your pitches, fold you to a yoga position.
position like Russell Simmons. Splatter, a massacre, I can see my voice is a scum up. My brain is half a knife and nunchuck. The sun's up, Facebook is the only way you get the thumbs up. Long jump, Special Olympics, my vessel will leave an imprint for beats. A fetish is intended, and these specialists recommend it. Me and Logic, Marcellus, send messages in an instant. It's a nine, having a life, cause I'm humble by day and practice at night. It's a nine, having a life, cause I'm humble by day and practice at night. It's a nine, having a life, cause I'm humble by day and practice at night. I'm an MC with two full jobs, still grabbing a mic. It's my accepted bragging right.
New music, fast, free, and completely legal on Phenomenal Radio. This is what we call Phenomenal Radio. Now, your only hip-hop station, Phenomenal Radio.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Frontline Friday.
Diva Mary K.
Welcome to Diva 5.
Absolutely. Don't get crazy.
That's my favorite baby daddy. Hey, Tay.
What's up, baby mama? That's,
hey,
I mean,
boo.
Hey, that's how we got to do it, man. You know what I mean? Big shout out to the people that hold us down. You know what I mean? Big shout out. I was sending Diva some music for this project tonight, and you know, in one of the emails, I think in the last joint, I was mad tired. I was like, all right, let me attach this Wowza joint. You know what I mean? Let me attach this other joint from You Never Know. And then I was like, oh, let me shoot Diva some nice encouraging words, man. Because, I mean, that's how you got to do it at the end of the day, man. You got to make sure that your team is good, that their confidence is good, man. Because, you know, when you're like, you know, you might be at a low place, man. The music might be coming slow, man. You might be in a frustrated place. You always need to lean on that encouragement, man. So I try to shoot Diva the same. Because she do the same for me, man. And I kind of bring it to my next question, man. Like, Who is your team right now made up of? You know what I mean? I know you shouted out Action, but just like tell us more about the people that's backing up You'll Never Know, man. Tell us about those people.
Oh, man. Yo, Action Figures is the crew. Again, you know, those people, those are like my brothers right there. Shout out to Jay Bird, One Time, Scott Free, God Knowledge, Minus Nine, like all talented individuals, like definitely talented. Shout out to the label that I'm on locally, Undersound Music. You know, that's a label ran by my man E Major. He's out in Southern Cali right now. He's in LA, so shout out to him. Rome C, my man DJ Faith. We're down with Ninth Wonders True School DJs, DJ Impulse. Man, yeah, man. Them dudes really support me, man, for real. And they always make sure that I'm on top. My game, and they're not afraid to tell me if something is whack or not. So, you know, those dudes are very, very honest with me. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to them.
That's what's good, man.
Shout out to Sean Torrey, too. Shout out to Sean Torrey. He got an album dropping, you know, sold the Sound Channeler, you know what I mean, dropping. I think, yeah, the 23rd, I don't know, don't quote me, but it's the end of this month. Yeah, man. He's been putting in work too, man. Word up.
That's what's good, man. Shout out to the click. Shout out to the people that's in the background, in the foreground, that just got our back thick and thin no matter what, man. Big shout out to them people, man. Nah, that's what's good, man. So tell us about, you know, we've been playing cuts off of this project, man. Tell us how you guys link, man. And give a little background on Joe Logic, a.k.a. Logic Marcellus, man, and how you guys linked in.
I actually met Logic through Knowledge. You know, I first moved to Baltimore, you know, Knowledge, you know, we was doing joints together, and you know, he put me down with Logic, and he was just like, yo, check this dude out, you know. And you know, from my first year that I met him, we met like via online. Like, we met via online, whatever. We was just shooting songs like back and forth. We never met each other. Matter of fact, when we did the day we did the video shoot, the Strange Loop video shoot, that was the first time we ever met each other, ever, in a physical. You know what I mean?
Wow.
From like five years ago when I first met him, like via online, we were sending music, you know what I'm saying, via email, BlackBerry, all that. until, you know, the video shoot. That was the first time we actually met in person. So the internet and email is powerful, yo, like for real. You know what I'm saying? So mm-hmm. it was just a blessing. And the way we came up with instant messengers, we were just like, we were just doing music, and we was like, yo, we need to just do a project, because we've been doing music so much that we just like, yo, let's just do a project. And that's how instant messengers came out, because that's how we was actually sending music to each other via email. He'll shoot me a beat, I'll return it back to him with the vocals, references, and all that, yo. So that's how it is. And instant messengers is pretty dope. The response is incredible. We're actually working on Protocol, which should be dropping hopefully by next year. Like, we actually going to have that, you know, out hopefully on iTunes, whatever. So, yeah, man.
That's what's up, man. I mean, it's amazing how, you know what I mean, the internet and then linking and networking can really grow and
Definitely.
Really develop and, like, yeah, just build a relationship. And, I mean, that's crazy how, you know, you two guys, y'all were just linking and kind of just build it up from there, man. I mean, I think that's dope, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
but for real, Logic is a good dude, funny as heck. Logic and I got to shout out Stephen Hicks. Dude is crazy, man. Got to shout out Stephen Hicks. Yo, Stephen Hicks is stupid, man. Like, every time I was out in Fredericksburg, Virginia. I mean, yeah, I was in Petersburg seeing my family like 3 weeks ago, and Logic came through and showed me around Richmond, and I seen Stephen, and dude's character is stupid. Like, I every time I'm around dude, yo, I'm always laughing, yo. Dude is stupid, man.
Yo, I'm telling you, and I'm the same way, man. Like, I mean, big shout out to, like I said, man, big shout out to the people around us, man. Because, yo,
right.
without them, man, it wouldn't even be as fun, man. Like, the first time we went to Baltimore was crazy. The second time, man, with everybody, you know what I mean, everything that we was doing, it was just a once-in-a-lifetime thing. Dope, man. Couldn't trade it for nothing.
Yo, the art skate joint, then after that we went down to the record shop, you know what I'm saying? Looking out, digging, whatever. Then went over to the bar, showed y'all Fells Point. Yeah, man, that was dope, man.
Mm-hmm. And, I mean, it's just all love, man. And, I mean, that's what hip-hop needs more, man. Needs more unity. Needs more of the people that's the same, that's in the same thing, that's doing the same thing.
Exactly, man.
Real.
It's too much.
Link
it's
up
too
and
much.
Push more.
It's too much crabs in the barrel mentality, man. And now, like, which I don't have a problem with the whole, you know, as far as, like, when you were mentioning how powerful the internet and email is earlier. Now it's like, you know, the internet and blogs, that's what it is. Like, that's like the go-to. They're like the DJs now, like the bloggers. Like, if you want to get that break as far as, like, just put your music out there, you know, now, like, the bloggers is who you go to. You know, there's a couple bloggers, you know, I'm not going to say no names. It's kind of like you got to have that certain cosign in order for you just to get a post. But it's all love, though. You know, that just keeps me motivated to keep making good music, you know?
Definitely, man. I mean, you said a mouthful right there, man. I mean, sound like a little backstory. I think I know exactly what you're talking about. Because, I mean,
man,
I don't know, man. Whether it's, yeah. Hey, look, whether it's physical, whether it's in person or digital, I mean, it's going to be clicked up. It's going to be politics and everything, man. Shout
right,
out to Jay-Z, because, I mean, it's definitely politics as usual, man. Whether it's the DJs now or the radio stations, and you got payola, or it's the blogs now. And, I mean, it might be a lot of the same going on, man.
Crazy.
So it is what it is, man. And that's why I really believe in quality versus quantity, because at the end of the day, you know, we put out this dope product, and, I mean, it's going to get to them, whether they fight it as much as they want to, man. People
yeah,
gonna be
it's
going to
drop,
why you don't have You'll Never Know on your joint, man? I can't even mess with you because you ain't even rocking with You'll Never Know. After a while, hey, they got to. Hey, new post on Tuesday, You'll Never Know. Like
right.
My fellas, it's the messenger. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's how it goes sometimes, though. You just got sometimes. I learned, and, you know, shout out to Torre for, you know, he always gives me advice. You know what I'm saying? That's my big bro right there. Sometimes you just got to ignore that. You know, I know it's tough. You know, it's not getting your music on certain blogs, but sometimes you just got to ignore that, let that sweat fall down your back, and just keep pursuing, because eventually the music is going to speak for itself, and then they're going to be contacting you, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Exactly. I mean, it's really, it's just a matter of time, man. I mean, we know our potential just because you don't. I mean, hey, that don't mean we didn't try to put you on early. You know what I mean?
Right.
We definitely going to be making moves, man. I can type in, you'll never know, on Google, and a lot of stuff will come up, man. Matter of fact, you got a video that just pops up, and I mean, it's strong. Like, tell us about the video.
Oh, man. You talking about the Strange Loop video?
Yes, sir.
Oh, my goodness. Shout out to E-Mazer. He shot that under Shine Music. We shot that, and when did we shoot that? Was that July? Who was that?
I think it was in July.
Yeah, we shot that joint like early July, and I remember the process. Like, E-Mazer, we was like emailing each other. I just kept telling. I said, "Yo, I just want something raw, something." Because Strange Loop was just rapidly rap stuff, like just pure bars. And I was just telling him. I said, "Yo, I just want something raw. Like, I want the visuals to be raw." And he was like, "Raw." And E-Mazer, if you check out E-Mazer, he got some dope visuals, a dope MC as well. So he's all about structure and, you know, having videos, having a storyline. So we was going back and forth. He was like, "Yo, we should do a karate." And we said karate. I was like, "What?" And he was like, "Yo, we should have like karate suits and all these props and stuff." I was like, kind of knocking it. I was telling Logic, "Man, I don't know, man. But I trusted him, yo." So, you know, we didn't have the karate suits, but then as it all panned out, we was doing the motions, and, you know, you was there, we was doing the motions, it all panned out. And then when we seen the visuals, I was like, "Yo, that is crazy." So when you see the video Strange Loop, the point of the video is to be serious as possible, but funny. Because all that karate stuff, I don't know how to do Tai Chi, none of that. I just thought it looked cool, you know what I mean? So we just had a lot of fun, man, and I think that video was probably one of the dopest videos as far as, like, shooting it, the most fun I had. Yeah.
Yeah, man. And you know what the crazy part was? My BB and, like, just right there out there with them, man. It didn't even really take that long, man. The footage was just so good. Like, every shot was a winner. You know what I mean? It was
right.
Nothing that was, I mean, of course, you know, you're going to have stuff that's not going to fit exactly. But honestly, yo, there was no location that we didn't go to that we didn't use something. Everything that we went to, every spot, you know what I mean? It was just all calculated. I mean,
exactly.
Big shout out to E Majors, man.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Man,
like, yo, he did a phenomenal
music.
Job. Yeah.
About the math.
And I mean, yo, definitely. And I mean, since we're talking it up, man, let's go ahead and get in a Strange Loop, man. From my Friday, you never know. Diva Mary Kay, say black.
Diva Mary Kay.
Yeah. Sounds like some 36 chambers nonsense.
So raw.
Logic. Never know. Protocol.
Yo. Kill.
Nothing but solid gold from my doctor shows. Trying shortening my series, damn, want me to grow. My LP drops to the company flow. Purified in Mount Fiji. The rhymes are as hard as a film. Rated PG 24. For the best shape of my life. Hold the atlas, the waist flight, and break mics. If you signed a deal at LAX, your career wouldn't take flight. Can't get with this mob bender. Rhyme slinger to regroup and find your gender. Rhythm sequencism. I'm wearing specs probably in the booth. I connect galaxies. No apologies. Show proof of the net salary rejected. Was never accepted. Created my own institute of technology. Freshly replenished with the free. The listening niggas visit to me. Come across numerous MCs. So we see. Spoken so complex like I earned an English degree. I soft so weak and trampled days. Imagery lyrically can't handle a phrase. Judged by a panel of slaves. Battle for a letterman jacket to financial aid. My actions involve this. I beat this life as a trail of Paul Prince. You get exempt for not being the rawest. I'm up for it. Chuck Norris, your whole frame to crumble like raucous. Beings are inferior. I piss on your ice cream, paint job and cars interior. The ball's superior. Sell one dead rabbit's back. Say B small thing three times in the mirror.
Talking to the people, they might never hear your voice again. Keep on talking to them for a little while until you're cool, man. Whereas to the people have a voice inside of them that talk to them, you know.
That is advice that these people must listen to. Because in everything you're going to do, there's a wrong way and a right way. And if you listen good, you will know the right way.
True.
You know? Because there is a voice inside talking to everyone. See?
Yo, what's good? It's your girl Shawana in the building.
You dropping an album? You have a business and you need to get the word out? Call Future Guru, 908-202-1501, the guru of viral marketing. PR marketing promotion packages available for your brand. Everybody is balling on a budget. Future Guru will handle all your viral marketing, Twitter account management, website design, IAP, and more. Future is ready. Let's go. Call Future Guru, 908-202-1501. Email futureguru100@gmail.com or twitter.com/futureguru100. Let's go.
Left, right, left, right, left. Hope, salute. It's Frontline Fridays. It's your boy Slate Stone, the number one West Tex general out here. And you're tuned in to Frontline Fridays with at Diva Mary Kay and at Tay Black 84. Listen.
What up? It's your boy Slim the Phenomenon. And right about now, you tuned in to Frontline Fridays with the Queen, Diva Mary Kay, and that boy Tay Black at Tay Black 84 on Twitter. It's Frontline Fridays.
Yeah. You already know, man. Hit us up. We live on the line, Frontline Fridays, 347-850-1521. Again, number 347-850-1521. You'll never know.
Yo.
Say Biggie Small three times.
Yo, that's a South Park reference, yo. Remember that South Park episode?
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of cats don't know that, yo. That was a South Park reference, son.
Biggie Small.
What up?
That's what's good, man. I mean, yo, the music is there, man. Like, what is on the horizon, man? I know a couple of things is on the horizon for you, but, like, what's your next move as far as, like, projects? Who you want to work with? I guess we'll talk about projects, then we'll talk about who you want to work with, and then we'll just go from there, man.
All right. As far as projects, yo, right now I'm in the process of wrapping up The Color Brown Part 2. The Color Brown Part 2 is, you know, a part 2 to the first project called Color Brown. I dropped it last year with Undersound Music and RockTheDub.com and Algae or Life Clothing. It's all me rhyming over nothing but Kev Brown instrumentals. So, you know, this is a part 2 where I'm rhyming over Apollo Brown instrumentals. Apollo Brown is a producer from Detroit that signed the Mellow Music Group. You know, shout out to them, dope label. Yeah, man, and I'm really excited and amped about finishing this project. And also in the works after that, I'm working with producer 8 Cents, and we're recording a whole project in 24 hours. So hopefully in November we can do that. We're recording a whole project in 24 hours. The title is not there yet, but, yeah, we already made a statement that we're recording it in 24 hours. So I'm looking forward to that.
That's what's up, man. And how did you end up linking up with all these people, man? And, you know what I mean, sponsorship for your project, that's big, man. Tell us about that.
Man, word of mouth and email, it's a powerful thing, man. Like, it's just a powerful thing, you know. And, I mean, it's nothing wrong as far as an artist myself. I feel as though right now I don't have that big of a following. I'm still in a growth spurt, you know what I'm saying? Cats know about me, but my following is not where I wanted to be at. But there's a couple cats that heard the first project and was like, yo, and reached out. And there's a couple people I tried to reach out to, you know, just try to see if I could, you know, help them push the project, whatever. But, you know, just by email, man, just opening your mouth and just to see if people are just interested, man. And if they see that you're willing to work, you know, they'll help you. If they see the vision, they're going to try to, you know, help you as much as they can and try to help you see the vision through. So, you know, this project, BrickToYourFaith.com, they're based out in Inland Empire, California. They're sponsoring it. MixedBullies.com, shout out to DJ Rat Rocks, DJ Big Rat One. He's, you know, his label and his blog spot is sponsoring it. And, of course, Agile Life Clothing Line. They're based out in Baltimore and Virginia, so they're helping push the project as well. So we just see how it goes, man.
That's what's up, man. I mean, big shout-out to you on that, man. Big shout-out to all them opportunities that you got going on, man. I mean, I think it's a blessing to, you know, really be into that, you know what I mean, that zone like that and really have the people backing you up, man, because a lot of people don't have that and they're struggling, man. I mean, and it sometimes it's not even their own doing, man. It's just, you know, the politics of the game. Sometimes it is their own doing because they business is bad, man.
I mean, and I think a lot of people, a lot of people are greedy as far as artists, yo. Like a lot of us, as individuals, yo, we're really kind of insecure as far as, like, yo, wondering if our music is good enough, you know what I'm saying, for the other listeners. You know, whoever wants to take a chance to hear it, we're all kind of insecure, like, yo, is it going to be dope or not, you know what I'm saying? But I don't know. I think a lot of cats, they want bigger sponsorships. Like, cats want LRG, you know, 10 Deep and all these crazy, like, big, larger scale sponsorships, you know, to back them. But, you know, cats got to realize, yo, you got to put in work. You got to kind of start, you know, with baby steps. You know, you got to crawl before you walk, yo, you know. Eventually, cats will start recognizing you, man. That's how I look at it.
I agree, man. And I mean, really, it's really all a big chess match. Like, people always say that, but I mean, it really oftentimes is, man, because you really got to make your next move your best move. And you really have to think, it's not even three moves ahead of people nowadays. Like, you have to be like 10 and 20 moves.
Yeah, man. It's crazy.
Things advance so fast, yeah.
Exactly, man.
But that's what's good, though, man. I mean, so what, as far as, like, who you're trying to work with artist-wise or even producer-wise or even label-wise?
Oh, my goodness. As far as artists right now who I wouldn't mind working with, locally, you know, I definitely want to work with Sean Teray more. Want to work with Math more, Rome C, Black Thunder 810. Want to work with them. I'm going to work with my boy Knowledge again, the Equation. I'm going to work with him. But on a kind of a larger scale, it's cats. Like, I definitely want to work with Actual Proof from Jamla, Sundown, Homeboy Sandman, who else? Peyton Locke, Willie Evans Jr. Yeah, there's a lot of dope, like, underground heads I really would like to work with, man. As far as producers, Ninth Wonder off top, Exile, Peyton Locke, and who else is on the tip of my tongue? DJ Mainframe, Johnson & Johnson, and even Blue, like, Godly, like, you know what I'm saying? He got some incredible production, man. And Evidence from Dollar the Peoples, man.
Yes. Shout out to them, man. I mean, and, you know, I like the diversity in your music, man. So, are those artists that, like, are in heavy rotation, like, do they influence you, man? And if you haven't had a chance to list anybody else who influences you, you know what I mean, list them people, man. Because people got to know who you mess with, man. They got to see the motivation behind the artist.
Yeah, those people are my motivations, yo. Like, I listen to them all the time, you know, like, for real. As far as, like, Cass Iron, like, my list, sometimes it tends to change of who I listen to, you know what I'm saying? And lately I've been listening to a lot of Fonte, Homeboy Sandman, Teron, Elzai, who else have been listening to? Sean Price, Guilty Simpson, Asher Roth, Chewy. Yeah, man, the list goes on, yo. Like, the list goes on. There's so many cats I listen to on the regular.
That's what's good, man. I mean, big shout out to them for being, like, just dope artists in their own right, man. And we actually got somebody on the line. Let's see, 443-314. You're now live, Frontline Fridays. You never know guests. What's your name and where you from?
Todd, the name's Shameless, and I represent Baltimore. That 410-443, what's up?
Yo.
So I call and say what's up to the homie. You'll never know.
Yo.
That's good, man.
That boy, L. Shameless, yo. I call him AKA Hex Murder. No, I'm
like, no, don't give me that. No, no, no.
My man Lawrence, I take
that as a compliment, but there's only one Hex Murder, Chief.
Right, right.
Yes, sir. My man, Lawrence, man,
he's always, me and him got a dope relationship. That dude he's one of the dudes that always pushes me to my best. You know, he always tells me, like, yo, you need to, you know, make sure that your music is top-notch quality and is at your best potential. And, you know, he always tells me, we had a discussion the other day about, like, how, you know, I kind of get frustrated with the music. And he was just telling me, yo, it'll get there. Yo, just keep working. So, you know, shout out to Alan. I appreciate you, man, for real, man.
No, I worry. You know, because my thing about it is, you know, a lot of cats wake up and they say they want to rap, they want to spit, they want to battle, they want to produce. You know, they want to put on a clown suit and dance like in front of like 50 million people. You know,
right.
None of them really got the heart for it. So my thing is, if you're going to, you know, do it, you know, have a heart. I mean, because everything starts out with, you know, a process, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I don't think any of the great and seasoned producers we got today, you know, just woke up, you know, genius right off the bat. That took a lot of work. You know, ain't nobody going to tell you, yo, I mastered this shit in a week. I mean, if they did, something wrong. You know, something wrong. I mean, either that, they just damn good. I don't know. I mean, who knows? RZA made it came out the womb with a shamisen. You feel me? But
right.
My whole thing about it is, you got a lot of heart and you really be doing it. You know, and I ride with you, you know, because my thing about it is when you see positivity in somebody, you see they can do it. You know, yeah, take a bet on it. And I ain't going to lie, I always push you, yo, because you got work. You got quality work. You know, my thing is, though, with so many cats these days, they even get on the internet. I mean, anybody can get on the fucking internet these days. You got a cell phone, you're on the internet. So
right.
You got to be able to diverse yourself from the rest of them, you know. And, I mean, that's real talk. You know, anybody mad that I said it, it's the truth. You know what I'm saying? Holler back. But, you know, that's what it is. I mean, a lot of cats really, there's some good ones out here that are really trying to do stuff, and then there are ones that's not. And I think also touching on what you guys are saying, you really got to network, really get out there, you know, communicate. You know, that's why one of my favorite producers is Illmind, because he will put you on blast about that shit. And it's the truth. You mean, dudes don't be doing stuff, you know. And get back to your one, I'm at Illmind, he'll never know. It was a trip because I was actually getting some work done for a class. And I'm over here, people talking about MF Doom, you know what I mean? All like he says that I listen to. I was like, hold up. I was like, because I thought I was a minority, you know? So, like, y'all said, you're talking to him, you know? No, that's like, yo, I mean, damn, dude knows a lot of shit. And then he was like, yo, check out my shit. So I started listening. And I was like, yo, this is pretty dope, you know? And that's the thing, you know? A lot of cats, you know, they be like, check out my stuff, yo. Me and my man, yo, we always joking because it's like every time I turn around, somebody's like, yo, here's my CD, listen, yo. You know what I'm saying? Ain't little support. You go and listen to it, and, you know, it sounds like a five-year-old just picked up a microphone and started rapping, you know what I mean? So, you know, after a while, I'm real skeptical. So that really caught me off guard. I was like, no, this is some good shit. And especially when you know about some real heads, you know about the real hip-hop and everything
right.
like that. No, I think a lot of cats just lacking that these days. I mean, yeah, it's a music business, but that don't mean you got to be selling people crap. You feel me? You know, most cats remind me of the stuff you see on the Aquafina bottles and shit. They try to tell you where the water was purified at and all that, knowing damn well somewhere in Florida, that's where they were purifying the shit.
Shit.
Yeah.
shit, they ain't even purifying in Florida, man. It's down in fucking D.C., you know what I mean? They running fucking faucets and shit and just putting that shit in the bottle, you know? And, I mean, it's like a lot of people, you know, they try to claim that it's organic, but it's really not. They try to say that they nice, but, I mean, it's just wrapped up in a lot of BS. And, I mean, it's hard for us as, you know, artists and consumers to weed that out. And, I mean, it's just a process, man. It'll take time, but the real always come to the surface, so.
Exactly.
And big shout-out to you, calling in, supporting You'll Never Know, man. Give us a shout-out or, you know what I mean, tell us where people can reach out to you and link up with you and follow you and all that good stuff, man.
All right, well, word, you can always find me, you know, talking shit about, like, trash rappers on Twitter, L. Shameless. It ain't hard. If you find You'll Never Know, you're going to see me around there somewhere because I'm usually talking about somebody. Nah, but word, a quick shout-out to everybody on Undersound, for real. You know, shout-out to Rome C. You know, shout-out to, oh, my goodness, you know, Sean Torre. You know, I got a lot of stuff I'm doing over here. I'm, like, kind of multitasking. And major shout-out to what you guys are doing over there. You know, for real, I'm feeling the music y'all playing. So, word, peace and blessings, and y'all do y'all thing.
Right.
All right,
on that note,
man.
All right, peace.
All right, hey, take it easy, man. Stay on the line if you can, man. We'll definitely have you back on. And, yo, you'll never know, man. How you feeling, man?
Yo, I'm chilling. I'm looking at my Dilla poster right now. I'm just chilling, yo.
Yo, that's what's good, man. That's what's good, man. We got one more cut from you. You know what I mean?
What joint
tell
was
us
that?
About...
Is that Late Response?
Yes, sir. Tell us about that joint, man. Give us a little backstory
on
that joint.
Late Response, the science behind that was me and Logic. It was like when we was doing the project, I was working on The Color Brown Part 2. Like, I was, like, really deep into it. So it was like, yo, we need something. We've been making music, and I was like, yo, we need something to just tell people that, yo, sorry for the wait. And that's how it came about, yo, because we was waiting on it to put the project out for too long, because Cass was asking about it, like, yo, when's the project coming out? And I was like, I don't know. So, you know, that's like, that joint is us telling the cats, yo, sorry for the late response. And yeah, man, that's what it is, man.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what's good, man. Well, big shout out to Logic and Marcellus, man. We're gonna get into Late Response, man. Don't feel like you're too late, man. You'll never be too late, man. You'll never
word
know. Frontline Friday. Diva Mary Kay.
Diva Mary Kay, so. Black.
Hey, yo, Logic, this sounds pretty smooth, man. We're the ones waiting in the doorway. Great speed, it's not foreplay. No confrontations lately, we're never spoken. Like Torre, conversations on a daily. Every time I rhyme, H's are probably watching. What I wrote is dope like Oxycontin. Life on tracks, give beats, mouth to mouth oxygen. Exchange my name, remains promising. So what's the uproar, watchmen? Actual sizing, deciding I want more options. It challenges them up for like adoption. We make music, the pulse isn't refreshing. Pete Rose is in a wrestling. The reach so close to perfection. The punches I throw, results are connected. You get the picture, consider the most interesting. Going through the motions, blueprint development. Wise intelligence, food to my element. Appreciating this is what y'all want. And me and Logic been debatable months to put it out. Sorry for the late response. Music appreciating this is what y'all want. And me and Logic been debatable months to put it out. Sorry for the late response. Now if I say your material is whack, it's not a hate crime. Trim the roots, Jimmy Fallon, great vines. Right joints on the spot, Logic produced it from scratch. I have many raps, we take our time. Near my blue lights, levitating to my skyline. Quality highlights, we think alike. Honors will be great minds. Dance around the ring of my last rap, the race is mine. Two step back to match a NASCAR, it's combined. Shut your bars up, you're robbing up a stairway. Toss a quarter and random Pandora's airplane. Picture display, imagery coincidentally.
met up the same way as Nicola and Fonte. Can't call it nothing but chemistry, no replica. Just strictly authenticity. Large professor, fly rhymes, spread apart feathers. My fan base is a landscape of architecture. I spark electric, appreciating this is what y'all want. And me and Logic been debating for months to put it out.
Do you write something different every time, or do you write the,
the same thing before? Just, it all depends, you know, like how inspired I feel.
Speaking of good music, man, yo, man, this track that you sent me, man, and big shout out to You Never Know for reaching out to me and trying to get me some music and be a part of what he got going on.
Oh,
I feel
man.
Honored and blessed. Like, yo, this track that he got, man, I mean, wow. Wow.
Yeah,
and all the
yo.
Other joints, I mean, I don't know. It's crazy.
Man, yo. Once that joint's completed, yo, still waiting on Steven and Logic to bless it, yo. Once that joint's finished, it's a wrap, yo. And that's acting. Tay Black is going to be on the Color Brown part too. So, yo, thank you. You know what I mean? Like, thank you. You know what I'm saying? For being a part of the collab, yo. I'm always down. We got, you know, there's more to it in the future, yo. We definitely got to do more.
Mm-hmm. All the time, dog. And, I mean, you know what's crazy is, like, yo, it's just a matter of time, man. I can't wait to send you some things that I'm sitting on that I think you'll definitely rock with. You know what I mean? Definitely got
all
some boom bap. And, I mean, we was just building the other night, man. I mean, we're not even, me and You'll Never Know, we probably maybe 40 minutes away from each other, man. And, I mean, this dude, he got his ear to the street, man. Like, everything that goes down in his city, you know what I mean, he's in tune with, whether it's an event, whether it's somebody that's about to do a show.
Exactly.
He knows about it, so... plug your contact information, your Twitter, so forth and so on, man, so people can know where they get at you.
Yo, the Twitter, I'm always on Twitter, either promoting music or just saying stupid stuff. So it's at You'll Never Know Hip Hop. So it's at ULLNEVANO Hip Hop. So it's one word, people. So, you know, follow me, promoters, anybody, yo, hit me up. I'm always down to work. And, yeah, man, let's build.
See, man, that's what's good, man. That's what it's really all about, man. Big shout out to You Never Know, man. Holding it down, man.
Yo,
we'll
shout out to you and Diva Mary Kay for having me, man. Like, I appreciate it, yo, for real.
Nah, man. And, you know, we had to hold it down. You know what I mean? Diva was definitely out and about getting it in. I was out last weekend, and the thing that I love about us, man, is, like, we a tag team, man. You know what I mean? She's going to do her thing. I'm going to hold it down. I'm going to do my thing. She's going to hold it down, man. We had a live show last weekend. We have a live show this weekend. I mean, it's just dope, man. I'm blessed to have people like You'll Never Know, you know what I mean, able to reach out to and get their shine on because, I mean, you got the material, you know what I mean, visuals, contacts, you doing shows, and, I mean, oh, he's also available for shows. That email that he listed, all that contact info, promoters, you know what I mean, other artists, if you're trying to get them for a showcase or something like that, you just want them to do a set. You want them to open up for you, whatever. You know what I mean? Because, I mean,
damn,
you know,
man.
He might be, you know what I mean, hitting you up like, yeah, I need you to open up for me. You know what I mean? Because I need somebody to hold it down for me real quick. I'm doing
well,
the show. I'm at Carnegie Hall. You know what I mean? I'm trying to do this show. You never know. You know what I mean? I got the steak and cheese egg rolls backstage for you. You know what I mean? I got Stephen Hicks. He warming up, you know what I mean? Because I'm definitely had Steven at my show.
Right.
I'm going to have that nigga dance, man. He going to be rapping, but, yo, he going to be dancing, yo. I ain't even going to have a whole bunch of dancers, you know. It's not even all that. I'm going to just have Steven Hicks up there. He just going to be killing it, man. That's going to be my warm-up act. So big shout out to the team, man. We just got a bunch of dope people around us, man. So I look forward to getting down there. We definitely got to link up offline and see the next time I can get down there because, I'm definitely trying to link. And even if it's come, you know, get you over this joint, you know what I mean, and have you in the stew, lay some stuff down because, I mean, the beats, I'm getting better on Pro Tools. So
okay. It's
nothing to get you up in the spot. And
yeah, I'm down to work, man. Just let me know, man. Shout out to Heroes for Hire, too, yo. They're a dope production team from Pasadena, Maryland, yo. So shout out to them too, man.
Wow, that name alone, I mean, that joint is dope, man. Big shout out to them, man. And we definitely gonna get it in, man. I'm scrolling through the list, you know what I mean, looking for some music to kind of close the show out, man. Just want to keep it all hip hop, man. Just keep it all music, man. I think I got to cut, you know what I mean, a lot of people been doing their thing. Big shout out to Pusha T, man. We're trying to get to that status, man, that fear of God status. But right now, we'll go into Alone in Vegas, you know what I mean, and then come back, let You'll Never Know, give his contact info one more time, and then we're going to wrap up the show, man. But Frontline Fridays, you know what I mean, it's been a pleasure. Big shout out to You'll Never Know. We're going to give you the contact information one more time. You know what I mean? But, yo, it's been a pleasure having him. Pusha T, Alone in Vegas. Let's go.
I let you into my diary to admire me. The makeup of this man, I let you see the high of me. The self-righteous drug dealer dichotomy. I'm drawn from both sides, I am Siamese. The tug of war opens the door in Trotter. Rip me apart and see what's inside of this pinata. Enrolling kilos in Kim Strata, that's one saga. One chapter of black magic, I'm Harry Potter. Feels like I'm doomed to dealing with women who relationships with their fathers won't allow us to bloom and blossom. I swear them Vegas nights was fucking awesome, but adios, I blow my own dice before I toss them. Lost some niggas, some other niggas double-crossed them. Trying to snatch my niggas back, I blew a small fortune. Wrestle with the work, we was like the four horsemen. Ric Flair with the flame, I'm motherfucking gorgeous. Had the gold wing doors lift, Karate Kid crane kick, no Jaden Smith. Whiter than that coke brush that they paint me with. Sunk leather seats softer than an angel's kiss. But they devil red, tires double tread. I post and parks up, that gets me double head. Tightrope walking, trying to keep a level head. But bright lights blind, look at what the devil did. They left the door open, gave a fuck if I'm famous. I write this alone in Vegas. Camouflage, street money, party nights with the A-list. I write this alone in Vegas. Remember nights when my team blew it all on the tables. I write this alone in Vegas. I'm the only one left and the memory's fading. So I write this alone in Vegas. They'll do everything in their power. Stomp near the stove when you're rising like flour. Make your cake fall when you're threatening the tower. It's 911, you're on your 25th hour. Hasta la vista, I'm stepping out the bleachers. How the tide turns when the pupils now the teachers. The game can't go by just following the leaders. You gotta be better than the ones who precede ya. Yeah, upgrade them, upstage them. Change the whole body shape and just update them. Pagans, Reagan era, Iran, contraband. Money calls turf war through the promised land. First time being rich could be a common man. The guy Fishers had the blueprints and diagrams. We just took what we needed and we built on it. Lord forgive me for the blood that I spilt on it. He left the door open, gave a fuck if I'm famous. I write this alone in Vegas. Camouflage, street money, party nights with the A-list. I write this alone in Vegas. Remember nights when my team blew it all on the tables. I write this alone in Vegas. I'm the only one left and the memory's fading. So I write this alone in Vegas. Yeah, third guy, niggas. Got me feeling like Pop. This the realest shit I ever wrote. Who you know? Sit in New York for 2 days around Grammy winners. Come back home straight to the money getters. About $14,000 worth of 20. Brown paper bag money. Yeah, I call that a good weekend. Re-up gang forever. Long live the cane coming soon. Malice, my brother, I love you. Labadon. To the end, nigga. Yeah. Emmanuel, hope I ain't get you in no trouble with that shit, man. That was a long time ago, you know? You know how we do. My nigga Knox, he's blacking out on this beat, my nigga. Yeah, come on. My nigga Watch, what up? Young Young, what up, my nigga? Talk that shit, my nigga. Hey, yeah, is you ready? Is you ready, my nigga? I had to get this off my chest. Is you ready now, though? Let's go, then.
What up? It's your boy, Slim the Phenomenon. It's PhenomRadio.com. And right now, you listening to Frontline Fridays with at Diva Mary Kay and at TayBlack84. Listen up, man.
This is what we call Phenomenal Radio. Now.
Yo, yo. We've come to an end. It's been a lovely, lovely Frontline Friday.
Man. Word up, yo.
Special guest, You'll Never Know. Yo, man, give your last words, man. shout out information, all that good stuff, man.
I believe the children are future. No, I'm sorry. Yo. Nah, yo, shout out to you and Diva Mary K for having me. Yo, everybody, world, what up? You can get at me on Twitter, at You'll Never Know Hip Hop. Check out the website, www.youllneverknowhiphop.com. Also, I'm on Facebook, You'll Never Know. I'm the only person on Facebook with the name You'll Never Know. So it's not that hard to find me. Check me out. I just dropped the leak off the Color Brown Part 2 called Hand Movements. It's already out. You can go to undersoundmusic.net and check that out. And, yeah, man, shout out to the whole Action Figures crew, my Undersound family. Yo, that's what it is. And shout out again. I can't stress this enough. Shout out to Tay Black, Diva Mary Kay, Frontline. Shout out to Logic, Stephen Hicks, and this crazy tale, man. Word.
Yeah.
And my parents, yo, and my man, twin brother out there in Cali, too, yo. Word up.
Oh, that's what's up. Hell yeah. Big shout out to the fam, man, the home team. Yo, big shout out to the support systems, man, that's backing us up through our, you know, various endeavors, man. Big shout out to
word
the people, man. And, you know what I mean? We really appreciate y'all, man, like all day, like. Thank you so much for the support, man. We love y'all family, and, yeah, man, that's pretty much it, man. So, stay black, Diva Mary Kay, special guest, You'll Never Know. Make sure y'all cop that Instant Messages joint produced by Logic Marcellus, a.k.a. Go Logic, a.k.a. Steak and Cheese Egg Roll Jimmy. You know what I mean? big shout out to everybody, man, and, yo, man, I'm going to definitely link up. You'll never know when we get offline and get it in, man. Be on the lookout for them projects, man. Tell you,
word
man.
Up.
But, yo, Frontline Fridays, we out. Peace.
Peace.